This Rush Hour catch-up is for the Honda 7-year sale. On now till June 30.
For the school pickup. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
No pain, no Hussein. It's the new show by Nazeem Hussein. But guess what? We got pain because we got Hussein. Nazeem Hussein is on the show.
Hello, how's it going?
Thank you for coming into our studio before your show tomorrow night at the Regal Theatre.
Thanks for having me. As I just told you off air, I'm a new dad. Yeah. Two weeks in, so this is a real holiday for me.
Mm. So you're meant to be here. You're only on the Saturday, right? Night.
But I just thought it's really important to come a night early just to acclimatise, you know?
Sleep.
You have a sleep.
Get
a nice sleep on the 4-hour flight. You know? Every night I've been up watching my wife breastfeed. So it's tough.
It wasn't necessary.
No. It wasn't.
It was just something to do.
Exactly.
How did you find that? Because for me, I was like, this is a real...
You're a dad of one.
I'm a dad of one with another one on the way. And those, you know, when you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning watching your wife breastfeed, it's a real... eye-opener, I guess you could. Yeah.
You were at the birth, weren't you?
I was at the birth. That's the place you went.
Also a real eye-opener.
Mm. Mate, it changes everything. I thought, oh, yeah, you get up, you change your nappy, and you go back to sleep. He just wants to drink, but he stays up the whole time. Like, he knows when you're just about to go to sleep, and then that's when he's like, ah, I want some more.
Yeah.
You know, and, it's full on, but, you know.
So, this show, No Pain, No Hussein, is this, are we bringing a bit of dad life into this, some of those stories already, or is it,
You know what? Like, I've been touring this show around Australia, and I've been on stage when we've been expecting. So I've had to have my mobile phone on stage waiting for that call. And I guess, most of my stand-up is it's just about my life, you know? Yeah. It's like the best parts of my diary, what's going on in my mind. So this show is about me transitioning, I guess, from pre-fatherhood, having a life, to fatherhood.
I don't remember.
So it's just everything has changed now. You know, I've traveled to the States, been to China. This next year, I'm just staying in Melbourne.
You've been in Edinburgh, you've been in China. Mm. What's the first thing that comes to mind is the difference between an Edinburgh audience and a China audience?
That they can speak English in Edinburgh. Actually, when I did a show I did six shows in China. Right. It was at a bookshop. Before I went on stage in front of the audience, the promoter, he comes up, the one guy that I knew could speak English, he comes up and he goes, oh, mate, have a great gig. Oh, by the way, no one can speak English, so speak 70% slower and not in an Australian accent. Have a great gig. Pats me on the back. And I get up on stage. I swear to God, no one spoke a word of English. They were learning English. It was like a learning English excursion. Yeah. So I was doing jokes. In the middle of setups, people put their hand up in the crowd and start answering my rhetorical questions, then turned to face the rest of the audience and started taking questions themselves. And they had a conversation amongst themselves. I don't even know what I was doing. They're holding a mic, facilitating some conversation.
You had the responsibility of what English they were learning at your show.
I don't even know. I was teaching them fake words and things like that.
Why do a show in China?
They asked.
I think it was like a free economy flight. I'll take that over staying at home in a place where I can understand people. For me, it's like, well, there's some material. You know, I'll get something out of it, learn a bit. You know, you could actually, for me, I tend to write when I'm on the road or when I'm on stage.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm changing that philosophy now after that.
It's been a while now, I guess. But does any of the I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here sort of experience still come through your shows?
I was on there last year.
Yeah.
I haven't actually watched the show until this year.
Yeah.
So the first night I got to watch, Steve Price actually invited myself and Dane Swan over
I'm
to his
so
house.
I'm so pleased to hear you're still friends with Steve Price.
I know. He makes such an effort. I cooked halal lamb. We went out to Dane Swan's pub opening and some guy came around with a plate of food and said, oh, would you like some? It's pork balls. And I said, no, I'll be right. And then Steve goes, well, if my friend Nazeem can't have any, I won't have any either.
What a bloke.
What a bloke, mate.
Like, were you guys present at Dane Swan's sex taping over the past couple of weeks?
I haven't actually followed up with that. I don't know what is going
on.
Oh,
it's
there.
A bit of a...
He says it's
I
not
think
a
it's
sex
a bit of a storm in a teacup, really. It's just his business.
Well, what do you think?
But it's not a full-on... Well, look, I've tried, but I haven't been out of find it.
I don't think
it hasn't been. Look, my fingers are bleeding the same. But
he's such a party boy. I reckon it's just a night out. It's just him having fun one night, and someone's leaked that tape. Oh, and socially, that's.
I don't think sex happened. No. I think it's just a bit of a kiss.
You say it like that. It's like, what?
It sounds like you were in this tape and you're quite defensive.
It's not my business.
It's not. It's true. Even Eddie Maguire had something to say and he works with him, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nazeem, mate, it's a pleasure having you here.
Oh, thanks for having
me. This side of the country. Thanks for dropping by. $39.90 for tickets. Get along. It's on Saturday night at the Regal Theatre. No pain, no Hussein. But we've got Hussein. Nazeem Hussein. Thank you. What
thanks,
a pleasure.
Sam. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Barra from Channel 7. And the Dead Set Legends, which you'll hear back on Saturday morning right here on Mix 94.5, joins us to bring together this week and the weekend in sport. And I guess the biggest story of the week, Barra, Justin Langer, the head coach of the Australian cricket team.
Whoa, I didn't know where you were going to go there because it's been an absolutely monstrous week, Pete. And I'm glad you went with the safest option there, Sam. Thank you very much, mate.
Well, the most worthy sport,
the most
really.
Worthy. Yeah.
Yeah, Justin Langer, our man, he's taken over the Australian team. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant decision, and he's the right man for the job, and he'll do a brilliant job for the next 4 years. He really is a quality man and a quality person. He'll probably have to come off, you'd think, the board of the West Coast Eagles, but who knows, he might be able to get to the odd board meeting and stay on as a West Coast Eagles man, so because he does love his footy, but he will be pretty busy, and he will get Australia back where it belongs on top, and there's no question about that.
4 years, they've obviously got a lot of confidence in him because they're giving him the time to be able to straighten that team out and bring it back to where it needs to be. Is that a long period for a contract for a coach of the Australian cricket team?
It is, Pete, but it's a bit like you when you went to re-sign at Mix, mate. They wanted you so much that you could basically ask for anything, and that's exactly what position Langer was in, mate.
Are you high?
Yeah, mate. I don't know who you've been speaking to, but gee whiz.
They just wanted him. They desperately wanted him. He was the right man for the job. It just totally fell into his lap. Massive, massive week in sport. Are we going to touch on those other things or should we just move on?
No, come on. Give it to us.
Well, listen, has my opportunity arisen to read all of Dane Swan? Well, you know, all the tattoos.
Oh, I got it. Beautiful. Nice, Lisa. The Ross Lyon Monday. So Ross Lyon gets named Monday. So that was a tough day for us at the office. Then Mark Thompson arrested basically and goes to court on Tuesday. So the former Bombers and Geelong Premiership coach. Then Dane Swan comes out swinging.
I haven't seen the video.
Hang on. Let me rephrase that. He was not happy about what was being exposed, well, so to speak.
It's and so difficult to discuss.
Clearly the shot's a wide angle.
But I was surprised how upset he was. You know, he's a pretty sort of loose sort of guy, and I thought, oh, well.
Evidently. We're referring to it's a little bit of an intimate encounter that was probably not meant for anyone but himself and whoever else. And he says that he is a victim of sexploitation.
Yeah, he was nude and the girl seemed to be taking the pictures. From what I'm told, I haven't seen the vision myself, but it's been withdrawn. He's gone to the police and if someone's caught sort of peddling this, they could go to jail themselves. So that was a massive week and so thank God that Justin Langer did come through and add
thank
some...
Thank heavens for Langer.
Yeah, thanks.
He's done it. And the other big story this week is the Western Force sold out tonight at NIB Stadium. May the Force be with you.
Yeah,
May the 4th, and that's what they're going to try to market. I believe they were going to go for a whole Star Wars theme. They even contacted Mark Hamill.
You're joking.
Oh, Luke Skywalker himself, eh?
Really?
Yep, Mark Hamill was contacted about coming over and leading a sort of Star Wars night where everybody coming along was supposed to dress up as Star Wars, but apparently because of the trademarking and who owns what, he's not even allowed to become Luke Skywalker. He's just Mark Hamill. So,
well, they've got Wolf Mother, haven't they, which is kind of like a Wookiee.
Yeah.
So close enough.
Let's just really, really quickly touch on the Eagles and the Dockers. Do they win their matches?
Josh Kennedy is certainly to play, and Nat Nui and Lysett going beautifully. So you've got to think Port Adelaide will get beaten. And the Dockers, tough. They've beaten Richmond the last three times in Melbourne, though, so they've got some hope. But you'd have to think that the Tigers would win that one as well. But the Dockers going well.
Well, a huge weekend of sport recapped on the Dead Set Legends tomorrow morning.
See you guys. Have a great weekend.
See you, Barra.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
We're asking now, best workplace prank that you've seen. We've got Amanda in Osborne Park.
Oh, my God. These guys at work, seriously, management, they play pranks on each other all the time.
This sounds like fun.
Oh, it was a ball. Anyway, they all drive Beamers, I don't know, Mercs, Range Rover's Jag. Yes. And the sales manager was in the meeting, so the GM decided to grab his keys and hide his car. We all sort of knew it, and he went down and came up and sort of rang John or one of our guys upstairs, and he goes, "Man, my car's not here." And he goes, no, it's got to be there. And he goes, "Man, my car's actually not here." And anyway, we're all wetting ourselves laughing, watching him. And this poor guy, in the end, he sort of saw it. But, the amount of cars that we have in our car park, it was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, unreal. That's taking it up a notch. That's a high level. That's really good. Serena in Maddington, last one here. Best workplace prank you've seen. What do you got for us?
One of my friends from work, my colleague, he used to play a lot of pranks on everybody in the department.
Yes.
And so one of the other colleagues got a bit sick of it.
Yep.
And she decided it was time for payback. So he used to always just have some cans of random soup in his drawer, and he'd just grab one out at lunch and eat it. So what she did was she went and bought a can of dog food and she took the label off the can of dog food and got another can of soup and took the label off the can of soup and put it on the can of dog food and popped it at the back of his drawer. Now, we didn't actually get to see this happen because we actually left and went to different schools because we're teachers.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently the next year, He rambled around in the back, got the can out.
The soup is forever. Yeah.
heated it up in the microwave.
Oh,
and didn't
even
realise it was dog food.
Oh, my God.
Started eating it.
Oh. And heated up. Like, dog food has that smell to it anyway, let alone putting it in a microwave. I can't believe he didn't even notice.
That's it. We just thought it was absolutely amazing. Everybody else told us later on. Thought it was hilarious.
He's probably just gone, it smells a bit off, but it's just because it's been in there for a year. Oh, wow. Yeah. Serena, nice one. Thank you.
Thank you.
No worries.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Honda 7-year sale on now till June 30.